Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
By the way, I got a goat in my trunk.
Listen, yesterday, that's Craig's most productive pickup line back in the day. Yeah, worked pretty well. LD's in the house. Craig Evans in the house.
Lives on. It would work well for him today.
Dave Landau, comedian Dave Landau, back in the studio later on. Very funny dude. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see our buddy Dave. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire Facebook broadcast, podcast. And Puss has a Twitter out there. Excuse me, a post up about that guy that paddleboarded across the Atlantic.
93 days.
Whoa.
93 days he was out there.
By the way, there's a guy in Lincoln that broke the record for the quickest run across the United States. I read that article, too. It might have been a men's health. I was on a plane recently. I might have read that.
Oh, God. What kind of hell would that be?
It was 30 to 40 miles a day. And the reason he broke the record, a lot of guys have tried it. He's from Lincoln, too. So I don't know if he lives in the area or not now or not. But I don't know if the guy that tried, the reason nobody tried it, he did it. He GPSed the whole thing and really, really the flattest way, which is basically he left San Francisco and he came right through this area, straight across, you know, Pennsylvania to New York City somewhere, like the whole way across the country. The flattest area he could figure out the way they did it.
I would have thought that would have taken you south.
Well, it didn't really.
No, you'd probably go through
he GPSed every particular road. I mean, so he wouldn't. The flattest streets, whatever, you know.
Just to avoid the rocks.
And he said the longest was he was really meticulous at doing this. A lot of guys could probably run like that, but a lot of guys had tried it and weren't beating it. It's like 43 days. Maybe Google that and see how long it was. But the reason he did it, he said the only thing he didn't take into account was when he left San Francisco, left the bay in San Francisco, he forgot about traffic. Because, you know, you had to run along the streets, and it was just too much traffic, so his support group couldn't keep up with him or something like that. But he actually beat the record.
Oh, yeah, there's an app for that. You could find the flattest route.
Man, well, that's just drive to Wichita. We've done it.
Yeah. No, this is east to west.
Okay, got it. All right, yeah.
Okay, this...
The guy's from Lincoln, right?
It was a 6-week, 3,067-mile trek. He did 72 miles a day.
Okay, I was wrong, obviously.
That's crazy.
He had to take one day off, too, because major pain. That's what it said.
I was going to ask but I would assume everywhere.
Yeah, apparently he had a support group driving with him. He got massaged every night. He went to bed every night pretty early, like 8 o'clock at night, he's up at 4 and then started running. That just sounds like hell. Even for long-distance runners, which none of us are, it sounds like complete hell, you know? And you broke the record, and here's a trophy. I don't know what you get for that.
There's no trophy.
There's nothing. Exactly.
No certificate of completion.
No, there's a trophy for if you win our Deadpool, you run across the country.
You get more from the Deadpool than you do for running across the country.
Yeah. Craig, could you beat that record, even your heyday when you used to run?
Oh, man. So he started at 3 a.m., would do 40 miles in the morning.
That's right.
Take a break.
That's where I got the 40 miles part.
30 more miles in the afternoon into the evening.
Then go to,
Yeah, and it was about 14 hours a day running for 6 straight weeks. Yeah.
So he didn't stop to enjoy anything?
No, he had to beat the record. He had to beat the record, man.
What the hell's the point?
Well, you're not going that
beating
fast.
Beating the record. The point is beating the record.
That's the point. If you wanted to enjoy things, drive across the country and stop. By the way, he probably did see more than we'll ever see. Because he's looking around while he's running, you know?
It's not like things are whizzing by you.
Exactly, Todd.
You can't turn and run with your head turned a little bit. 9 to 10 minute mile pace.
Mm. That's holy crap.
That's moving.
That's a pretty good clip.
Well, he's a professional.
To sustain
guy.
It for 14 hours a day.
Well, he's obviously an ultra marathoner kind of guy because you can't run that kind of miles without being an ultra marathoner guy.
Yeah, apparently the Flattest Route app is for like truckers.
Got it. You know, yeah, so that makes sense.
Pulling their
Jake, they'll use your Jake brakes in there.
Cargo up and down hills.
All right. That sounds like an interesting app. You'll probably read that all weekend. I know you
yeah.
will. I know you will.
Hey, there's also a car app for like winding roads.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yes,
there is?
Yeah, and the closest one to where we live is Minnesota.
You know, that's funny because...
Like winding roads you would see in a TV commercial?
Yeah, and it's
or
actually...
anywhere in the country except where we live.
It's
I got a ton of winding roads where I'm from, too.
It's a Porsche enthusiast app, and so they run the whole course, and then they mark it for other Porsche enthusiasts.
That bumps me out because it's funny, because you know I have a little sports car. I've had it for years, and I've always bitched because every time I'm on vacation somewhere, I wish I had my car here where the roads actually wind. Because where we live, it's grid city, and there's nothing winding.
My car's not fast, but I like
you
to
want,
go
you
through
like
the curves.
You like to move around.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'll read that this weekend. Well, I'll read the flat road. I'll read the winding road, and that's our weekend.
You get 3 or 4 seconds of thrill on an off-ramp every now and again. And
really
I take
lean
them
into the curve.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them cloverleaf ones.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy. How you doing today, Craig?
Great.
Mm-hmm. That's just a crap answer, by the way.
Take your car to Sturgis 1 year. I got some windy roads up in the Black Hills of South
Speaking
Dakota.
Of bikers, I actually watched, I tweeted it last night, I watched a 2008 episode of, might have been the first year, because Jack still had long hair. 2008 episode of Sons of Anarchy last night. It's on Audiences running Sons now.
Okay.
Yeah. It was pretty good because there's no commercials. Goes right to back
yeah,
to the
so
show.
It's
yeah.
probably only
46,
an hour long.
46 minutes.
Because toward the end.
46 minutes.
Well, it must have been an early
one. It might have been 50 minutes, actually. You're right, Todd, because then they were longer. Yeah.
But toward the end, they were getting to be an hour 20.
But it's funny. One with the
hour and a half.
What we joked most about that show is how people would shoot each other and then no cops would show up. In this particular episode, they patched over this club of theirs. They joined the Suns, and them and the Mayans had a big shootout. And nobody shows up.
Yeah.
No cops.
In the middle of Charming.
Right. Yeah. Right in the middle of
a town,
the desert. Right?
I would guess of about 4,000 or 5,000 people.
When's the Mayans start?
I saw
a lot of great people. A lot of people you recognize are starting to start.
Yeah,
going to start
Edward James Olmos,
yeah,
I think,
is
in there.
Another Hispanic guy we recognize, too.
I read that it got sent officially to pilot.
Okay, good.
I don't know if
it's good to be signed.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, they're not giving Sutter all that money for nothing.
Not at all. So what's up, Craig? What's in the news? You're just checking out that windy, that flat app that Todd's going to look at.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That episode was in season one.
Was it?
The fourth episode of season one.
Oh,
what you saw.
I must just start on Audience then. Maybe I'll stick with that then.
Yeah, they might just
it was like,
be starting it.
You go back that far. I mean, I know how the whole show ends, so it's kind of freaky. Well,
you have Netflix. Isn't it still on Netflix?
Oh, it is, actually, yeah. But I don't plan on sitting and watching the whole thing. I've seen it, but it was just on. Nothing else was on.
Yep, fall of 08.
And I watched it.
Are you looking forward to daylight saving time?
I am.
Oh, that's right.
I am. I mean, if that's the brightens up your weekend.
I am so looking forward to it. I'm going to start tonight.
Well, you need
you,
to.
You should start tonight, Tucker.
Yeah.
You're going to bitch Monday. We're all going to be tired Monday. What am I talking about?
We're all tired every day.
True. But we're going to lose an extra hour. Our body clock's going to be an hour different Monday.
In fact, I'm starting
this
now.
This is the one I have no problem with.
You need
to. This is what I have no problem with. Todd always bitches about. Well, actually, in the fall, we're tired that last hour because we're already in bed normally.
Mm-hmm. All fall.
LD's yelling at us, you pussies.
So apparently the number one rule to get ready for this is to
sleep
get to
it.
Bed early on Saturday night.
That ain't happening.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a day's jump on it.
I won't be.
Maybe a half hour early is what they say. It'll help your circadian rhythm adjust to the time change. Don't sleep in.
Just deal with it.
Get moving around.
It's not that big a deal. We're tired.
Well, it is kind of a big deal.
Well, I know people have heart attacks. I get it.
Stroke.
Yeah. Yeah, accidents.
Stroke's a big deal.
Strokes and heart attacks.
People get all strokey. But in general, majority of the people just... get through it. Now, driving to work Monday is dangerous, probably, for everybody, so be careful out there. We'll be here already.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the
daylight
annual
saving
switch
time.
To daylight saving
yeah,
time.
Yeah, me too.
Go ahead.
I hate being all strokey.
So
Start now.
And I do want to say once again that it is not daylight savings time.
No.
That we all
it
say.
It is daylight saving time.
No plural.
But it is Valentine's Day.
That is correct.
And right. Samich and Liberry.
Right. They're all correct.
And Tim McGraw was a great pitcher.
That's right.
But don't you dare say daylight savings time.
Well,
I saw one.
You
got to
know.
Even when you tell me that every year, I forget which one's real. Right. So I don't even know. So
I try. I do what I can.
I know. That helped me. I'll remember.
Well, for a minute.
Yeah, I'll forget about it.
I saw a couple of our bosses debating. I think it was the correct pronunciation.
Of what?
Of President's Day. Apostrophe S. Apostrophe.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't in that, feed there.
It was
glad you brought it up, though.
Rousing discussion.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
Well,
which one is it? Which
who
one is
won?
It?
All are acceptable.
Oh, then okay.
Oh, that's not.
That's
true.
Not an answer then. Yeah.
That's a completely wasted conversation. Then.
That is not true. It cannot be true.
It depends upon who you are. There are some
between those two people. Yes, both are acceptable because they don't want to come to blows.
No, but... no. I checked Kids Whiz or some website.
I'm sure, said, of course you did.
They're all okay. And then everybody argued amongst themselves.
Just move on, please, Craig. Do something.
Oh no,
this is, Kids
this
Whiz.
Is, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He had to log off YouPorn to go to Kids Whiz. And his computer history went, what the hell are you doing? This guy's a weirdo, man.
Yeah, if you Google it, you get three different usages.
I didn't ask you to do that, so don't do that.
I'm glad you did that.
I'm glad you did that, too.
Craig just doesn't want to read. That's all that's about.
That's it. He's finally busted me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was putting off that vibe, that one that he puts off.
Every day.
All the time. I was picking up
You want to join the show? No.
All right, so
If you're writing us and telling us we have a disdain for God, you should spell disdain correctly.
Oh,
I'm kind of picky when it comes to that.
You have a disdain for bad spelling. You do.
I do.
I agree with you.
I That's disdain good. Bad sellers.
He's probably a Trumper then, because Trump misspells everything on Twitter. Everything.
Tell us that we have a disdain for God.
Yeah.
It's alternative spelling.
No disdain, just don't believe in him. What?
Alternative spelling.
That's it. That's right. It is alternative spelling.
Well, yeah.
Like when you're tapping somebody's phones, apparently it's two P's.
Oh, it's not just God. It's God, Republicans, and anyone who identifies as something different.
Oh, no, that's not true. What are you talking about?
We have a disdain for all of those
we're
people.
What are you talking about? We're the ones that are...
How would
the different people are, I don't know, different are people like minorities, gays, transgenders. That's all different people.
I think you may be referring to someone who has a different opinion than us.
Well, yeah, I don't like that guy. I just don't like that guy. But thanks for listening. That guy and I wouldn't hang out, but thanks for listening.
Well, according to him, no one listens to our show anyway.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thanks for emailing us. Then we can leave.
It does take a lot of pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Is this a Facebook message or an email?
Oh, it was a Facebook message.
I love the haters. They're so funny.
What? Somebody's hating us on Facebook?
Never happened.
I am shocked.
He went out of his way to type us that nobody's listening to us, but he heard us that day to bitch about what he heard.
That's near as I can tell.
Well, nobody else does what he does.
Isn't that crazy?
He's gonna, he's gonna listen for everybody else.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
And tell you,
somebody has.
I listen to you. Nobody's listening.
No one listens. Right. But when I was at the Quickie Mart getting my drink this morning, the truck next to me was running, and I heard you guys through the windows of the truck.
There you go.
But no one listens,
not except for that guy and this guy for a little bit every morning. And we had a nice email from a girl that lives in Kansas City now, moved there a couple years ago.
Three listeners.
Oh, yeah, we did have some.
She was cool.
Some nice email.
And she was quoting a lot of the stuff we talk about every day.
She was pretty kind.
Yeah. And she signed off Suck at Jesus, too. Remember that?
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. You thanked her for listening.
We have an inspirational poster in our office. It says, broadcast like no one's listening.
Yeah.
And that's our mantra.
Like dance like nobody's watching, yes. But we change it.
Exactly.
Broadcast like no one's
We amended that.
Most of the time we do that. I said doo-doo. I love emails. Nobody's listening to you anymore. Tyler, you're wrong. The Foo Fighters are great.
Tyler, you're right.
Yeah. Overrated.
Yeah. This is National Procrastination Week.
Man, should have done that tomorrow.
Yeah, we're not here.
You should have done that.
Oh, it is. You did. That's why you did it Friday.
Today
Friday.
Is
that's clever. Yeah. That's clever. Man.
Yeah, see?
You are
and it
so
was
clever.
Wasted on this room.
You should have done it tomorrow. Then it just doesn't get done at all.
That's true. You could have done it Monday. I said last week. Was.
I could have.
Yeah, but I liked that you did it this week.
We got it done towards the end.
Yeah, we did.
All right. So, you know, I hate most things green to eat.
Yes, you do.
You do.
Especially cooked.
Mm-hmm.
It was National Pancake Day the other day.
Okay, but they're not green.
They're not green
Unless
usually.
Unless St. Patrick's Day probably has some green.
They're not green
food
usually.
Food coloring, right?
But Chelsea Clinton.
What about her?
She makes her kids.
St. Clinton.
She makes her kids eat spinach pancakes.
What do they taste like? It doesn't
spinach.
Sound good at all.
I have no idea what they taste like.
Was
but
it ground up spinach inside pancake mix?
I don't
know. It can't be pancake mix because that'd be the worst part of it. I mean, physically bad for you, but we all love pancakes. So it must be just...
Unless you puree some spinach.
That's what I'm thinking.
Throw it in the mix.
But even then, you're still eating the mix, which is...
True.
Really not what's not...
And you're putting butter and syrup on it. So
oh, yeah. Oh,
that adds
yeah.
to the healthiness.
Yeah, that helps to throw syrup on there. But who wants syrup on their spinach?
I don't want spinach pancakes, Craig. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
No, I'm looking at a recipe says... here, and it actually looks kind of good.
But is it any better for you?
Oh, I don't think it's
of
probably.
Of course it is.
Because she wouldn't be doing it unless it was better for you.
Well,
yeah,
you
of
top
course it
with,
is because you get green stuff in there and you wouldn't otherwise.
Liberal bitch.
And you top it with sour cream. So, I mean.
What?
Yeah, this says you top it with sour. You basically blend eggs, spinach, and onions.
Oh, so it's more
to
of a,
make a batter.
It's more of a salty flavor.
Yeah, it's
thing.
More of a savory thing.
I got it.
Than a sweet.
That's
yeah.
Not, yeah. Yeah. So it isn't butter and
well,
pancakes.
And kids are eating something that. Spinach, which normally would be scary, right. And they know they're eating it. So
Todd read that on Kids Whiz yesterday. Yeah,
it doesn't
who,
sound.
By the way, who let out some spinach? Was that you?
Oh, that might have been me.
Jesus.
Yeah, that may
That's
have been
brutal. I need spray.
That doesn't sound like a pancake at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't. But that's what she gave him for breakfast on National
Pancake
Day.
Oh, it's a cake and it's a pancake.
It seems more like a frittata or something.
A frittata.
You know,
a frittata.
Egg dish.
Yeah. It's a bunch of vegetables in the shape of a pancake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems like.
Which probably isn't bad for you, but...
It's not a pancake.
Don't call it a pancake.
No.
She's calling it a pancake.
Well, was it made in a pan?
Yeah.
What?
No, spray it over here, too, though. Don't just spray it on LD's ass. All that stuck to the tape. too bad that guy's not listening. That was funny.
Too late.
Ah, much better.
We had some chicken and waffles last week, and I was thinking of Craig because at one point the syrup touched the chicken.
And you
pitched.
No. Yeah.
Did you have to rip off that piece of chicken and set it to the side?
And swear
I
at it.
I did, in your honor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go wash it off in the sink and then eat it.
Yeah, rip that off.
Was it fried chicken?
Yes.
Obviously.
In fact,
very
it
good.
Was, yeah.
Very good.
It's kind of the white guy, no soul version of chicken and waffles.
But it is chicken and waffles.
But it was a piece of chicken and a waffle, nonetheless. Right.
That's pretty much the story.
And
we got it.
Syrup touching the waffle.
We
touching
got the ingredients.
Once again, Craig doesn't want to read. Now move on, dumbass.
I don't want to.
Yeah, no, we're going to make you.
No, we're broadcasting like no one's listening.
Well, it sounds like it.
Did you make those chicken and waffles?
Hey,
at
LD,
home?
Don't help. Don't do that to me.
Don't help.
Don't think that's cool. It's not.
No, it is. Yeah, it's all right.
Push reading the damn flat app out there. Jesus.
We're learning about spinach pancakes.
Yeah. We got three everything. People listening to us. I want them to be entertained. The girl in Kansas City, the guy in the truck beside LD,
and
this guy that still is pissed at us.
Cody's in Kearney. He's listening
Thank
to
you,
us.
Cody.
Thanks, Cody. South by Southwest Festival kicks off in Austin, Texas.
All right.
Everybody and their brother's going to be there.
Apparently, yeah. It's apparently too crowded now. It's not cool.
Yeah,
whatever.
No one goes there now?
Yeah, exactly. No one goes there now. It's too packed.
No one goes to South by Southwest because there's so goddamn many people.
I think it'd be a cool event. I just have never been.
Now, there is a clause in the festival contract that states that international musicians who perform unofficial events in Austin during the showcase may be reported to the authorities and subject to immediate deportation.
Is that true? Was that a
yes, that is true.
Oh, great. That's Trump's America, by the way, getting rid of musicians.
That is
now.
True. So officials had to issue an apology South by Southwest officials had to issue an apology and released a statement making clear that South by Southwest has been vocal in its opposition to President Trump's travel ban and has never reported an international act to immigration authorities. So we really won't do it, even though there's a clause in the contract that says that.
Listen, I'm all for...
Laws doesn't affect broke country, which it doesn't.
Yeah. And then go ahead and deport all the mariachi bands. I can do without them.
I don't think they're prevalent at the South by Southwest.
Oh, they got everything there.
They do. That's just somebody at your table, and that's annoying.
No, there's probably a whole tent full of mariachi bands at South by Southwest.
Man, it sounds more of an alternative place to me and some mainstream.
Mariachi's both of those. Just depends on who you are.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I don't hate the Mexicans like you do, Todd. I just avoid mariachi bands. I agree with you on that. Yeah. One song by your table, then move on.
Yeah, one song's enough.
Well,
half a song.
Yeah, well, not their Stairway to Heaven or anything. Something short.
Give me the appetizer version.
Right.
I bet you that guy who says we hate God hates mariachi bands.
Oh, I guarantee he does. Well, he's one of the three guys, so get back to us.
Couple of Packer fans in trouble with the law for allegedly stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
At least they weren't digging up a grave.
Worth of diapers.
Whoa.
Didn't get much better.
No, that many
a little bit.
How many babies they got with the diapers?
Jason Havel and John Forbes are
idiots.
The ones officials say took $45,000 worth of diapers from a packaging plant in Fox Crossing. Then they're accused of taking over 1,700 cases of diapers from the Fox City's diaper bank. Both men used to work for the warehouse where the diapers were kept. The crimes took place for a little bit more than a month earlier this year, and the two were finally arrested this week.
Obviously, a diaper bank is for is underprivileged mothers.
It sounds like that.
So you would steal from a diaper bank?
It would seem.
You are a scumbag.
You got to get your drugs somehow.
But once again, who's buying the excess diapers? Like, psst, hey, you want some diapers? And you open your trunk and there's some diapers.
The same people that were trading Tide detergent for crack at
one
point.
Yeah. That's right.
If you don't have a pot to piss in and somebody's going to sell you diapers at a very, a discount, I would have bought them.
Yeah.
Back when I had, kids and diapers.
He makes a point.
That's a good point.
No,
hot diapers.
I had two kids of diapers at the same time.
Yeah.
Black market diapers.
There is a category.
It's a great band name, the
Black
Market Diapers.
People who are more scummy than people who steal from diaper banks. And those are Packer fans that steal from diaper banks.
It's a high bar. When you're trying to dig up somebody to have sex with them like the Grunk Brothers, everything. It's a high bar to beat that. And even these guys aren't beating the Grunk Brothers.
Yeah,
man.
The only way to beat that. Well, and Grunk Brothers actually fit that category.
They're still in jail?
Right.
I hope so.
Fewer people
just
are lower
masturbating
on
to the obits.
The pawn scum scale than a necrophiliac. Unless you're a Packer fan, necrophiliac. Then you go right below the necrophiliac.
I'm with you on that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.